This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Dude, we're in September now, so we're inching up on this birthday bash the first weekend in October.
Yeah, I guess that would be the 6th, so today's the 1st of September. What does that make? About 35 days?
Yeah, 36, and counting.
Something like that. Somewhere around there. So yeah. It's coming up.
20 years! And I can't wait to see Scott Stapp and Theory of a Dead Man, and also Chattanooga's very own Mighty Sideshow.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show, man. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. And we got a nice email the other day from Scott Stapp.
He emailed us.
What? I know. What? Why didn't I hear about this?
We just got it like on Friday or something.
Oh, so. Man.
We'll show you.
Okay.
But it was really nice. I was like, oh, that's nice of Scott.
Do you think he wrote it?
No.
I was reading it. Like, no. I didn't think he wrote that email.
No.
He said, hey, Sean and Boner, it's Scott Stapp. Thanks for the support. I started reading.
Wait, Sean and Boner?
Yeah, that's what he said. Hey, Sean and Boner.
Any mention of Greg.
And other guy.
Yeah, I don't even think he said that.
He didn't even say that, did he?
No.
We'll have to introduce you guys, Greg.
No, that's
I am
fine.
Sorry.
No,
but it was cool because he said, you know, looking forward to hanging out with you guys at the station. I'm like, you're coming to the station?
I thought the same thing.
I'm like, sweet.
But you know, but then he ended the email with emojis. He gave us like the rock emoji, the guitar emoji,
the middle finger.
Yeah,
you know, like, but this is pointing to that part where I'm going to hang out with you.
Yeah, not the middle finger. I thought everything about the email was great, but that's why I knew. First of all, it was written too well for Scott Stapp to have written it. And the emoji.
That was Sean Scott, by the way.
Yeah.
Greg Rambin would never say anything like that.
I know you wrote it.
Nah, but dude, it was awesome. Just him knowing the support we're giving him and playing his new music and everything, I think is. It's fantastic, man. I think it's really cool when the artist, you know, is like, thank you, radio.
Yeah, and I was trying to think back. When was the last time I got an email from, you know, from an artist saying, hey, thanks for doing this and looking forward to hanging out with you. I'm going to be, you know,
I've never gotten one.
And, you know, it's very few over the years. Very, very few. So
yeah,
I thought, man, this is really cool of him. I appreciated him. I appreciate you appreciating me.
Yeah, I know I did too. Now I got to ask the question because we were both on the email. Did you respond to him?
No.
Me neither.
No, I was like,
see,
I don't know what to say to Scott Stapp.
I would have responded to him.
What would you say? I didn't know what to say. That's
because
why
I'm desperate to have someone famous right. Know me.
So let's let Greg respond to the email, and then we get credit for his response. What are you going to say? Let's see if it's Greg's email back.
I don't know what my emoji game is like right now, so I don't know.
I don't want Scott Stapp to think like, I need a ghost writer like he had to ghost write me.
Nah, I think he probably wrote that.
Yeah,
I actually do.
Well, maybe we should write him back.
When he comes
still
in.
Still no?
No, yeah. No,
he's shaking his head. No,
he did. No, no.
Will y'all let me backstage at the birthday bash so I can meet
and
Scott?
And you are.
I'm the guy that's on after
are,
Sean and before you.
You're.
I'm yeah, Greg.
Again?
Back of the line.
Back of the line.
Nah, dude, Greg, we couldn't do this without you. Of course, man. You'll be right there taking pictures for everybody.
Yeah, Scott Stapp doesn't think
that. We gotta have you taking pictures of us.
Yeah, we can do it. do you think he's gonna bring some of his friends, Scott Stapp? He didn't say who he's bringing to the birthday party. He just said thank you for playing his songs. And he said he would see us at the station.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's planning to come here beforehand?
It sounded like it. I don't really know.
What if he's a football guy? Because the party's on October 6th, which is a Sunday.
Right.
I wonder if we go out and like, if he wants to come here, watch some football, hang out with us.
Yeah, I've no idea.
No, really? I'm just,
no clue.
I'll make him like what I like.
Yeah. Who's your team? Oh, they suck.
Yes.
We're watching this.
We're watching the Jets today.
Yeah. Bummer.
Sorry for you.
I mean, I imagine he would have to be some sort of, you know, Florida team. You know, being from
not a Tampa Bay fan.
Oh, geez.
My guess would be more like Miami.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you.
How do you think football? How do you think the teams are going to stack up this year?
I have no idea.
But you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah, no clue. Well, they'll suck. I know that much.
Well, the Bucks play the Falcons two times this year. Will they split? Go 0-2, 2-0. What's your prognostication?
Now that's a good question, because the Falcons look like they suck. So it could really go either way on this. You know,
yeah, I'm looking forward to the Saints beating the Falcons this year again.
Yes, me too. I'm waiting for the Falcons to beat everybody. I actually bet on the Falcons.
Oh, really?
That was dumb.
I did a future bet when I was in Vegas. I bet the Falcons go to the NFC Championship.
For next year?
After? This
year,
2020.
Oh, you should have gone later.
You think I should have just burned that money?
Yeah. Kiss that goodbye.
Ah, man, it's my favorite time of the year. I mean, I like fall. Obviously, I know, Boner, you've made it clear you don't like cleaning up leaves. But I like the season, everything that comes along with it. I like football, college football. Greg has gumbo parties.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up in November.
After the party, bring me some gumbo.
What? You don't go to the party?
You don't
know, what?
You're invited.
Yeah, you got to bring the kilt.
We'll see.
We'll put the cat box outside for you.
No, I only pee in the lawn.
Oh,
but
sorry.
It's a little classier at Greg's house. So you use the cat box.
Yeah. Fine. Can you put it in the middle of the living room?
Oh, I think that will be enjoyable.
It's a good compromise.
Stand there and stare at you.
You just stand over it.
Pee in.
Now, I have two cats. They may rip your kilt to shreds.
Sorry about the cat.
Oh,
I didn't even see you there. I think I just peed on your cat.
That'd be great. If
totally my bad.
And that's why Boner's not invited to my parties.
It'd be great if you tried to swat it, like your little sack there, like a toy.
Hey!
You got a playful cat there, Greg? Is he a spunky little fella?
Oh, yeah. Not a cat toy. Stop it! Ow! Ow!
You see how much fun the fall season is? I mean, that's why I'm like, yeah. You also got Halloween. Would you be on board to move Halloween? You guys are dads. I'd move Halloween to the last Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those disposable holidays. I know that everyone loves Halloween. It's no longer for kids. It's a chance for everyone to dress slutty.
Yeah.
And it's just a big party now. So why not move it to something like Mother's Day, where it's, what is Mother's Day? Like the last Sunday in May.
Yeah, and we're fine with that.
Fine. Yeah, something like
that. Thanksgiving is the last Thursday of November?
Exactly, yeah.
No complaints about Thanksgiving? Just put Halloween on Saturday and let's party. I'm tired of having to take the kids out, put them to sleep, mm-hmm. then drinking beer, then going to work in the morning. I mean.
Yeah. Well, you're just doing it wrong. There are plenty of Halloweens I've brought beer with me. So.
See, I'm new at this. I'm learning from, friends.
You can multitask, man.
Just start bringing the beers with.
Bring the beers with you. You got your own bag. It looks like you're trick-or-treating. But it's actually a sixer.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
You know, so
little airline bottles of Fireball and vodka.
Don't mm-hmm. mind that. Just go to this guy. Goes drunk uncle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just drunk uncle.
What are you supposed to be?
Well, yeah, man. I think that's the way we should do it. Halloween parties. You imagine every Halloween on a Saturday would just be an epic of Halloween. When Halloween's on a Monday, it stinks.
That's stupid.
Like you have Monday Night Football on. There's just other things going on.
Yeah, it's completely useless.
It really is. So, yeah, dudes. Also, I don't know if you guys saw this. We guys talking about it. It's fall time, fantasy football season.
Mm-hmm.
That quarterback for the Colts, Andrew Luck, just abruptly retired. And I thought it was hilarious that O.J. Simpson picked him for his fantasy team an hour beforehand and tweeted out that content that he had just picked Andrew Luck. So, I feel like if Andrew Luck wants to enjoy retirement, it's witness protection.
Here's my take on that. I know that Mr. Luck is, 30 years old?
Oh, yeah.
But what upset me the most, I am not the biggest football fan in the world, but I'm a big fan of taking care of yourself. And this guy decided at 30 years old that I am in pain and that I need to take care of myself. And the Colts fans, excuse me, I just went through puberty there. The Colts fans, hi, everybody. The Colts fans booed him off the field. And I get upset when fans demand a pound of flesh from their gladiators in the Coliseum. And I understand how fanatical fans can be, but come on, man.
And
yeah.
It bothered me to see them booing him, but when I really thought about it, I'm like, okay, you know, I have no problem with the, you know, dude's made $100 million. If he wants to quit, you know, go knock yourself out, man. Go and enjoy yourself. You know, don't risk further injury and all of that stuff. The only piece of that that bothered me is that he quit a week before the season starts. And that's where I go, look, man.
That's where the boo birds come in.
Yeah, if you just, you know, pretty much up and left your team a week before the season starts, you know, dude, you could have done this 6 months ago.
But you don't you think that he brought that all into consideration?
I'm sure that's a huge
thing to come up with and say, I'm walking away from this.
I'm sure
it's supposed to be good this year. I mean, that's why the fan base booed him. It's like you just blindsided them. Like, this is, you know, the third preseason game and you're retiring. Like, we would just say, like, huh? So he's for the season. Do it in March.
Well, and I started thinking about it, you know, like when my kids were playing sports and my son's playing baseball or whatever. And I thought, you know, the week before the season, we've been practicing, you know, we've been getting ready. And a week before, you know, you say you don't want to play anymore, I would have gone, no, absolutely not. Now, this is, you know, taken to 75 levels above this, but I would have said, dude, no, you made a commitment, you know, to your team. You will play the season. When you're done, if you don't want to play anymore, go ahead. Yeah. You know, no more baseball for you. That's fine. I have no problem with that. And I think that's probably the way people are thinking about it in Indianapolis. Look, man, it's a week before the season and you just up and quit on us.
Yeah, and I agree. And you're allowed to be a fan. Like, I respect what Andrew Luck did. I get he wants his mental health. He's hurt. But at the end of the day, I'm a Colts fan. That sucks, man. That's my team. You're just blindsided. We're going to stink now. We got Jacoby Brissett playing quarterback and you're the one, you're Andrew Luck.
Now,
from that point,
I do hope that Andrew Luck has Jameis Winston's phone number. I would love to see Jameis Winston just up and retired anytime. That would be great. Please get off of my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He needs OJ to draft him in a fantasy league.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll disappear for life if that happens.
Even OJ knew better.
But do you guys do fantasy football? Are you a fantasy player, Greg?
No, I enjoy watching football. I don't want to have any type of real skin or virtual skin
in the games.
The games. I have enough stress in my life.
See, I like playing fantasy football. I enjoy it. I also like naming my teams. That's like the
oh yeah.
You know, I got a team called, I may name Dr. Fart.
Nice.
That was just random.
Nice.
An awesome town. I really am proud of.
Okay.
I was always really proud of the Rocky Dennis Express.
The Rocky Dennis Express? That's pretty freaking funny.
There's too much testosterone in this room right now. Let's talk about theater now.
Yeah, you just
I'm going to break into show tunes.
What play? How would your play opening go this weekend?
It was written by Steve Martin. So he writes plays. That's Steve Martin. And it was called Picasso at the Le Pen Agile. It's an absurd play about when Picasso met Einstein in a bar. A painter and a theorist walk into a bar. Hilarity ensues.
Hilarity ensues.
But it was mostly about the creative process, comparing mathematicians to artists, is that a lot of times you're dealing with some sort of a formula, just like we deal with a formula here on the radio sometimes.
Yeah.
That we do things for a specific reason at a specific time. So it's a great play. I think theater is another place, just like sports, where you get to see excellence in action. It's not perfection.
Do you guys have fantasy theater teams?
That's right.
Can I draft?
Now there you go.
Oh man, it's been a lot of fun catching up with you guys. Yeah.
Can we go home now?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. Is anybody even listening to us still?
No.
It's weird when you talk on the internet like this and you're like not on the radio, because it's like, I don't know. Usually on the radio, like, you guys, do you talk too much? Play more music. Here it's like, talk forever.
You're not allowed to play music.
Yeah. No music, more talking.
Yeah, it's total opposite. So
say something good this time.
Yeah, don't talk about fart names of your fantasy teams. But yo, we can check us out on the radio at Rock 105 in Chattanooga, or at radio.com, Rock 105. Boner in the afternoon.
The guy that nobody knows, especially Scott Stapp in the middays, Greg Rambin.
Yes, that's Greg. He comes on after me, Sean, in the morning.
And right
before Boner in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm like Boner's fluffer. Yeah.
He's the filler.
Huh. I may have to take advantage of this.
Is that why you wore a skirt today?
Will you twirl that quilt? Will you twirl that kilt again?
While you're here.
Uh-huh. And make sure you get tickets for the birthday bash. October 6th at the Signal.
Yeah, absolutely.
.com, yeah. Because we're not going to give any more away. We want to give you got to buy them.
Yeah. Take that.